Now we go into Halacha Dalet of Hilchas Pesach. Inyan Yetzias Mitzrayim Vachilas Matzah V'Yisur Chametz U'Mitzvus Avoah Koses U'Sharanim. This Halacha will include in it a discussion about leaving Mitzrayim, eating matzah, the fact that Chametz is forbidden, and the mitzvah of drinking the 4 cups of wine, and other topics also. Al Pi HaMaimer B'Likutei Tanina Simin Beis. And this halach is based on chapter 2 in the second half of Likut Imran, Hamaschil, which begins with the words Yemei Chanukah Hem Yemei Hoido, that the days of Chanukah are days of giving praise to Hashem. Bechinas Shiashua Olam Haba, which is associated with the pleasure of Olam Haba, which is this praise to Hashem. Bechinas Kol HaKorbonos B'Teilim Chutz MiKorban Toido. As we know, the Gemara tells us that in the future, in Olam Haba, all korbanos will fall away, except for the korban toida. That will be the korban of Olam Haba. Ayin shom heitev kol hamaymar kulei meiroshe l'sofei. Study that entire chapter of the Likutei Imran from beginning to end as a good introduction and foundation for learning this halacha. Now the Moses I'll summarize in some of the highlights for us briefly. The Kitzur Advorim Hoyim Namayim HaKodesh Anal, to briefly give us a summary of what comes out of that chapter of the Likutei Imran. Shebechinas Toido, Dahaynu Rahab Lohoidoi Surahala Shemizborach, Vilodasoi Seizborach, Ze Bechinas Sheashur Lomhavo. The concept of Toido, which is to praise Hashem and to be completely aware of Hashem, that's the concept of the pleasure of Olam Haba. V'zeh b'chinas halachos, and it's also tied into the concept of learning halachos, studying halacha. B'chinas kol Hashem halachos b'chol yoy muftach l'yishur ben Olam Haba. As the Torah makes the connection between learning halacha and the pleasure being zeichet Olam Haba. Because halachos are also the pleasure of Olam Haba, this concept of Toidah. And one of the reasons why Toidah is associated with halachos al shem tahaluchos hadamin shorichin keseder kishayotze miatzora, because the word halacha also refers to the flow of the blood within the body, tahaluchay sadamim, which flows normally when a person is zochet to get out of a difficult time. She'oz mevim toido. We know that when a Jew is zochet to be saved from a very difficult, dangerous moment in their life, like if they were in prison or they were crossing the sea or doing anything else that was life-threatening in that kind of way, and when the person comes out of that life-threatening situation, then they bring the korban toida, because that's when the blood goes back to flowing normally. Ki betchilo be'eis hatzoro azai hadamim shoytfna walev. Because earlier, when the person was going through that difficult moment, then the blood was flowing in a very powerful way to the heart. The blood was flooding the heart, in a sense, because of the tension that was inside the person, the tension that caused the heart to pump much more quickly, and that causes the blood to flow in a much more dramatic way. V'achakach, and when the person gets out of the tzora, hadomim hoichim keseder, the blood goes back to flowing in its normal way, v'zeh b'chinas halacha, and that's the term halacha, to flow, to go normally. V'zeh b'chinas hoilodo, and this is also related to the concept of a woman giving birth. Because before a woman gives birth, again, there's this gathering of the blood inside. And after she gives birth, the blood gets converted to milk. The red gets converted to white. And there's a hamtoka sadinim. Things go back to their normal flow. And this is also tied into filling in anything that's deficient or defective in the moon. Bechinas v'hoya oyer halavona, oyer hachama. As the pasuk says, there'll come a time when the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, Ayin Shon. Look over there in Torah Beis, in Likutei Moran, the second half of Likutei Moran, where all of this is elaborated on. Rabbi Nizal continues over there. Validei ha-halochos b'chinas toido shein b'chinas chazdei David aydei zeh nizgale oir ho-emes u-meir b'hadibur. Rabbi Nizal goes on to explain over there that through the study of halacha, which is tied into the Korban Toida, which is referred to as the Chasdei Dovi, through that, the truth, the light of truth is revealed, and it shines into the different types of Dibur, the different types of speech, Hainu Biarbo Chelke HaDibur, the four different types of speech, Alidei Shloisha Shemos. And this light of Emes shines into the Dibur via three names of Hashem, Shehin Bechinas Shloisha Kavei HoEmes. These three names represent three channels of truth. Shehin, which are Kel, Elohim, Hashem. These are the three names of Hashem that are related to these Kavei Emes. And there's a famous pasuk, Kel, Elohim, Hashem, Diber. These three names of Hashem are the names through which Hashem shines the light of Emes into the four types of Dibur. And what are the four types of Dibur? Vehim b'chinas Tfila, Torah, Shiduchim, etc. The four types of Dibur are Diburim of Tfila and Torah, and Diburim of Shiduchim. And Rabbein Zal lists over there what the other ones are. Ayin Shom Heit Evin Yenze. Look through this over there in the Likutei Moran, where Rabbein Zal explains this very clearly. Vehein Meirin Bach Barbo Chelke Adibur. And these three Kavim of Emes, which are Kelo Likim Hashem, which are associated with Tfila, Torah, and Shiduchim, they shine into, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, it's the Tfila, Torah, and Shiduchim represent, correspond to the three names of Hashem. Kelo Likim Hashem, they correspond to the three Kavim of Emes, which shine into the four divisions of Dibur, which are Ki Yesh Dibur Shel Tzedaka, Yesh Dibur Shel Tshuva, V'Dibur Shel Ashirin, Krovim L'Malchus. There is the Dibur of Tzedaka, the Dibur of Tshuva, the Dibur of wealthy people who are close to the king, Bechinas Shloshes HaSoridim, the three officers who are close to Paro, the Sar HaTabochim, Sar HaMashkim, Sar HaOifim, the Dibur Shel Malchus. And the fourth one is the actual Dibur of Malchus. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Look all of this over in Likutei Moran over there, where Rabbein Zal explains this very well. Vayidei Shleimus HaDibur Shehu Bechinas Loshon HaKodesh Shemekusha L'Shabbos. And through Shleimus HaDibur, which is the concept of Loshon Kodesh, which is connected to Shabbos, Ayidei Zeh Mamshichim HaKidusha V'Hasimcha Shel Shabbos L'Sheshes Me'achol. That's how we zoche to draw the Kiddusha and joy of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Ki Yemei HaChol Heim B'chinas Avdus, B'chinas Atzvos, because the 6 days of the week are associated with work, slavery, Sheshes Yomim Ta'avoid, Avoida Miloshen Eved, Bechinas Atzvos, which is associated with Be'itzavayim Toichalenu. Hashem described a Jew's struggle for Parnosa as something that would experience Atzvos. By the Bechina Hanau, whereas through these Shloisha Kavei Emes shining into the Dibur, the four kinds of Dibur, and by being Zeichar Ador, draw Loshon HaKodesh from Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, Nimshach HaKidusha V'Asimcha Shel Shabbos Shubechinas Bein, then the holiness and joy of Shabbos, which is referred to as the aspect of a son, a bain, it is drawn into the 6 days of the week, which is referred to as Eved. And then we're zeichet to reveal the pure, simple oneness from among all kinds of diversity. The Yoden, and we come to the realization, Shekol HaPa'ulais Mishtanais Nimshech Mi'echad HaPosh HaGizbor, that all the diversity in this world, all the different possibilities, all come from the super oneness of Hashem. And this concept of being zoicha to know and to connect the Pa'ulos Mishnamos with Achdus HaPoshut, this is something that's even very precious by Hashem. And this is what the Pasuk says, Be'u ki Hashem hu Elokim. Know that Hashem is Elokim. B'chinas Pa'ulos Mishnamos, Shenichloim B'echod HaPoshut. That's another example of this concept of Pa'ulos Mishnamos, which are included in Elokim, being unified with Achdus HaPoshut, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heper. Study all of this there in the Kutiman well, and you'll have a very sound foundation for going into this chapter of Likutei Halachos. Now Rav Moshe Zal goes into his discussion about Pesach and weaving it together with the chapter in Likutiman. Paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas Pesach. This is all tied into the holiday of Pesach. Ki ze yodua, because it's known, she'ikar golos Mitzrayim hoyo l'sakim chet odom rishon, she'pogam beit zadas koivora, she'bishvil ze hoyo ikra golos. That one of the main reasons why Bnei Yisrael had to go down to Egypt was to correct the pegam of Adam HaRishon, what he did in Eden from the Eitz HaDa'atz. Ve'ikar HaGolos Hoyamachmas pegam hadomim shenivkimu al yidei chetoi v'nisarvu hadomim shemichinas heimine domim toirim. And again, the main reason for the Golos was because of the blood that became spoiled, that became defective as a result of Adam eating from the Eitz HaDa'atz. And the blood got mixed up. The five different types of pure bloods got mixed up with other stuff. And as a result of Adam HaRishon eating from the Eitz HaDa'atz, toivora, all kinds of toivora got mixed up. The bloods got mixed up. And as a result of this defectiveness in the blood, this is what made it possible for Paroi and Egypt to be able to draw strength and energy from Hashem, from the Kedusha. This was the essence of what Golos Mitzrayim was all about, Kemuvan Biksovim, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Excuse me, I apologize for the cold that I have a little bit. If it interferes with the shir, my apologies. Ve'ikra gula hoyo aridei b'chinas shiashu elam habo. And the main gula, the redemption coming out of Mitzrayim, came about through the pleasures of elam habo. Kimishom kol ha'gulas. Because that's the source from which we draw the light to bring about all redemptions. We draw it from elam habo. Ubifrat Geulas Mitzrayim, especially the Geul of Mitzrayim, came about through light and energy that was drawn from Olam Haba. Kinavur b'Zohar ubiksovim, as is explained in the Zohar Kodesh and in the writings of the Arizal, Shemi Sitra the Alma Da'osi Nafhi, that the Jews went out of Mitzrayim via Olam Haba, via a light from Olam Haba. The Zohar Kodesh says, if you look in the Chumash, you'll note that the topic of Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned exactly 50 times, corresponding to the 50 levels of Bina, which is a concept of Olam Haba. We know that this world, we just learned in the previous halacha, we put halacha Gimel, halacha Pesach, that in this world, the highest anybody was able to achieve was 49th level, Moshe Rabbeinu. The 50th, that's Olam Haba. Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned 50 times, to show us that that's where the light came from that assisted us in being zocher to be able to go out of Mitzrayim. The ikra geula hoya idei b'chinas halachos, and the main geula from Mitzrayim was through the halachos sheheim heim shiashu elam haba. They are tied into the pleasures of elam haba. Ki ikar tikin chet odom orishu mevarer hatoiv ve'neora.
Because one of the main things that's misaking the chet odom orishon,
which was a mixing up, a confusion of Tov Ra, is the limud of halacha. Because when you're learning halacha, you're sorting out the Tov Ra. You're separating right from wrong. Shibozeh, Toloi, Geulas, Mitzrayim. Again, Hoyadei Halachas. Kialidei, Shemavarim, Hapsak, Halacha, Aideseh, Nizbara, HaTov Me'ra. Because the more we're zoche to clarify the Psak Halacha, we're zoche to sort out right from wrong, good from bad. It's better to do this. It's wrong to do it. It's completely wrong. Or it's not as good to do this. The Lechatchira, the B'di'eved, the Toiv Ra, the Kosher Posel, Tomei Torah Samutim. And it's on this that was dependent the main Geula of Klal Yisrael from Yisrael. And this is what the Zohar Kodesh and the Kisei Arizal referred to when they talk about the Tikkun Hadamim, the Tikkun of the blood, to sort out the Torah blood from the impure pure blood. It's tied into this Limud of Halacha, this Birur of Toiv Ra. Ki ha'alochos mevarim bein dam ledam, because the halochos are what sort out from kosher blood to unkosher blood, bein dam tome ledam toher. The alkein mikro ha'psak din halacha. This is one of the reasons why a final decision in Hebrew law is called halacha, shehu bechinas ta'aluchos hadamim shorochim keseder, because through the limur of halacha, that's what helps that the flow of blood should be in an orderly manner, in its right way. He iker tikun ubirur hadamim shielchu keseder kualidei piskei dinim shenikram halachis kanal. Because the main tikun that helps the blood flow properly and smoothly is piskei halacha, piskei dinim, which are called halachis. The alkein iker gulas mitzrayim hoyotoli bebechinas halachis shem shiashurim habo. And this is why the main Gula of Mitzrayim was dependent on halachos, which are associated with the pleasure of Olam Haba. Because again, in this physical world, we're still struggling with the Birur Halacha. Losid Lavai, that's when it is going to be the real final Birur HaHalacha, where everything is going to be sorted out completely, and we're going to know 100 the difference between right and wrong, good and bad, L'chatchila B'di'eved, Hillel Shammai, all the differences. And this is the greatness of the incredible miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because if we've already explained that the main Gula was dependent on halachos, and if we realize the fact that when the Jews left Egypt, they hadn't yet even received the Torah officially, so it's obvious that the Yidden were not yet able to clarify the Psak Halacha. The Alkein Hoyones Godol VeNiflam Oyv, and this is why Yetzias Mitzrayim took an incredible, incredible miracle. Ki Hoyo Adavor Kosher VeKoveid Ma'oyv Ma'oyv, because it was extremely difficult. Machmashadayim Lo Yizochu LaTorah, because of the fact that we didn't have the Torah yet. Bechinas halachos, shebezeh hoyotoli ikar gulasim. We didn't have the halachos upon which the gula was dependent on. Achashem yisborach, hifri chazdo imonu ma'oi. However, Hashem showed us incredible kindness. V'nizgala l'Yisrael b'mitzrayim, he revealed himself to us in Mitzrayim, d'haynu sheheir aleim he'ora gedoylo v'niflo. Hashem shone upon us in Mitzrayim an incredible bright light, the Hainu Haha'ora Shel Bechinas Al Nadasi, some of the light of the future, the light of Olam Haba, Shemishom Hoisa Gulasam, and that's what helped to bring about the Gula. Ki Oz Beshas Gulas Mitzrayim Nizgala Aleim Hasogas Elokusi Espora Shel Bechinas Sheshu Olam Haba, because at the time of the Gula, Hashem revealed to us a very high level understanding of Hashem, Hasoga Selukus, which is the pleasure of Olam Haba. V'oz zochu lodas oisei yisborach, ulohoidei sol halishmar gol yisborach. And then Klal Yisrael was zochu to recognize Hashem, to understand Hashem kaviyachol, and to give incredible praise to Hashem. Sheze ikar shashir Olam Haba. This is the real essence of the pleasure of Olam Haba. Ki ikar ha-halel nistakein b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim. Because we know the main halel was initiated at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kamo shekosu, as the Pasuk says in Yishayah Novi, Hashir yihilahem kileil hiskadesh chor. That the song of Hallel will be for the Jews just like it was on that night of the holiday, the first night of Pesach. The Omer Azal, the Gemara says in Soto, Shibbalis Halayla Omer Shira Vahalil, that on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the night of Pesach, the Yidden sang special song, special Hallel. The Oz Zachor is Gavus Elikusius Baruch, and then they were Zachor to an incredible high level understanding of Hashem, to see Hashem on a very high level. That's the concept of the pleasure of Olam Haba. So we see that Klal Yisrael was zeicher to a taste of those that pleasure of Olam Haba. And that's what really brought about the Geula. And this was the greatness of the miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because in reality, the Jews were not yet worthy of being redeemed. Because the essence of the Geula through Olam Haba was dependent on the halachos. Because as we said before, it's the learning of halacha that's the main tikkun of the pegam of Adam Arishon. Gam ha-halachos heim heim she'ashu Olam Haba shamisham ho'isagula. And the halachos, they are the pleasure of Olam Haba, which was supposed to be the source of the gula. Ve'heim lo'i zechu az l'bchina halachos. And the Yidden were not yet zeichet to these halachos. Ki adayim lo'i zechu la'toyra now. Because they hadn't yet received the Torah. And this is why the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Hashem says, Vo'evor olayich, vo'erech, v'hine itech eis doidim, v'at eroim v'erya. I passed over you, and I saw that your time, the time of the Geula, had arrived and everything, and yet you were naked. You were, meaning, eroim v'erya, zebechinas oroim, b'li levush, you were without clothes. Shehi b'chinas halachos, meaning you were out, you did not have the halachos yet. Shehim b'chinas levushim, the halachos are compared to clothing. B'chinas chalukah derabbanan kemuvah, that's the garment of a rabbi. The garment of a rabbi is his Torah, his halachos. Ve'heim hoyuaz arumim b'chinas chalukah derabbanan, and the Yidden at that point in time did not have this coat of the rabbis, this rabbinical garment, the Hainu Halochis, which is the Halochis. Paragraph Beis. Ve'ikar miru sagolus soyer sholayef sholahem levara piske halochis. And the main bitterness of the Golos at that time was tied into the fact that Klal Yisrael were not able to clarify the Halocha. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Vayemoraru es chayeyem b'avoida kosher. The Egyptians made our lives bitter with difficult work. And the Zohar Kodesh says, what's kosher? Kushya, questions. Bechomer u'belveinim, and it says they made us work hard with bricks and mortar. Belibun hilchasa. The Zohar Kodesh says, leveinim is libun, and chomer refers to chomrais, with clarifying the halacha. The Yidden were struggling in Mitzrayim that they didn't have the light, the Das Torah that they needed, to be able to clarify all their questions. And that's why they were struggling. That's what made their life bitter, these unanswered questions. Kama shekosu b'tikunim, as is brought in the Tikkuni Zohar. Dehainu shelo yoyev shelohem lelabein ha'alochois machmasak kushyos shoyimamorim eschayim. We were not able to clarify the halachos because of the questions that made our lives bitter. And that's what made it so difficult to leave. Because Paroi was holding on to us in a very powerful way. Ki paroi hu achirei hadas, because paroi represents the opposite of das, or the back of the das. We know that v'haya yonek mehamoichin, and paroi was drawing from the moichin. It's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that the word paroi is the letters ha'oref, which means the back of the neck. We know that Chachma de Dusha is usually referred to as the ponim, the oyer haponim, the light of the face. The sidrachra usually is in the back, and they're trying to draw from the face. So Paroi was drawing from the moichin. V'lohiniach es ha-moichin lotzei suvas galois, kemuva b'ksodim. And the Arizal explains, Paroi was stifling the moichin, and he was trying to hold on to it, not to release it, not to allow the moichin to come out in its full glory and accomplish what it needed to accomplish. Haynu shehoyot toifes es ha-moichin v'hadas v'lohiniach es ha-das lehispashet. Paroi was holding on to the moichin and das, and he didn't allow it to spread. Sheyuchal levare ulalabein ha-alocha, to give the Yidden the ability to clarify and to whiten, to bring light to the halacha. He confused them with all kinds of questions. Bebechinas vayamoru es chayeyem bavoida kosher, bekushas, with kashas. Ad shaloi hoyefshel elabeinu levar halacha, to the point where the Jews were not able to bring the clarity of Torah. Umei oitzim hamarilu sanal, and as a result of this strong bitterness, dahinu akushya sanal, sheikhbir alimoi, which Paroi weighed down on us, this is what made it impossible for us to clarify the halachos, especially also since we hadn't even yet received the Torah officially. And this is why Hashem did incredible chesed with us. Veheir al Yisroel b'chinas ha'ora shel piskei halachos, and Hashem shined down upon us a light of piskei halacha, the ha'inu shi'ashua olam haba, a light of the future. Kanal, as we mentioned earlier, afal pi shehem ba'atzmon lo beiru halacha kanal, even though we ourselves did not do this, we didn't make this happen, we didn't participate in this at all, just about. Hashem, on his own, shot a laser beam at us of this shashur l'mhava. V'ideizeh hoitzion mitzrayim. And that's how Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. V'zeh u'bechinas hachipozon shoitzis Mitzrayim. And this explains why we have to leave Mitzrayim in a hurry, because things weren't kiseder. It wasn't the normal flow where you do your part and Hashem does his part, you know, etc.